Hello.
Hi, Bill. It's Lisa calling you from Notebook Writing. How are you?
I'm fine, Lisa.
I heard there was a big fuss in between you, Raphael, and Daniel yesterday, so I wanted to know all about that. I thought I had straightened out the process, but I feel that we all are not on the same page. So go ahead and tell me what's going on.
One minute. Let me go to a place where I can hear.
Okay. I apologize. Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Elaine and I came to a point we just don't want to spend $2,000 for this. I don't think I was actually the one who did anything wrong with Kindle. I never had a Kindle account. It was, you know, I never had one that was closed on me. I just never had it. So what's happening with Kindle?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know.
Okay.
And of course,
let me
they
ask
are very
you this.
Difficult to deal with.
Okay. Bill, did you have any Amazon account before from where you purchased things?
I have. Are you kidding? I buy everything on Amazon.
Exactly.
And then what happened?
What was the issue? See, Kindle falls under Amazon. So if you have an existing Amazon account and then you go ahead and create a new account for, let's say, you didn't know about this, of course, in the beginning, that you were supposed to use the same account. However, now
what happened was
I
told whoever I was dealing with, probably David at the time, that I felt, you know, I was scammed, and I almost lost $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very queasy about that kind of thing. And I told him I'm not going to give anybody my account numbers to my regular account. And,
okay.
In fact, Amazon said don't give the number to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That was Amazon's instruction. So I told them I'll open up a second account, and I'll use my wife's phone for that account because she, and that's what I did. I opened up an account under Elaine's name, I believe, and I use her phone. And it had nothing to do with a Kindle account. I had no Kindle account.
Amazon
account. In fact,
account.
You opened up a
you
Kindle
are,
account.
No. It said
Kindle account. It said KDP account.
KDP account
and closed.
No, Bill, try and understand. KDP account is the same as Amazon account because KDP is part of Amazon. Whenever we publish a book, we do it from a customer's existing Amazon account. And that is where I believe you got confused or whoever was dealing with you, it was not dealt correctly.
Well,
you're saying that you mentioned this to someone.
Oh, yes, they knew that because I had to wait a week. Elaine was away. She was on a cruise and had her phone with her. So they knew that I had to wait a week
until I could get her phone.
It may have been either William. I don't know if I used Elaine's name. I may have used my name, but I use her phone account. And they knew that they knew this is exactly what I was doing.
Who knew that there was an existing account with Amazon? Did you tell this to someone from my company while we were creating the account for you?
Everybody in this world, Lisa, has an Amazon account. Please. Show me somebody without an Amazon account. Please.
Yes, I have.
Sure, I have
almost
an Amazon. And they knew I had an Amazon account.
Can you provide
a
proof that you told them this? Is there any proof, any call recording? If you spoke over the phone, I can pull up the call recording in which you told them that you have an Amazon account.
Yes, I told them on the phone. I told them on the phone I have an Amazon account. I said I'm not going to give you my Amazon account numbers. I'm not going to give you my password.
And what did they tell you next?
I'm not going to do that. What?
And what did they tell you next as a resolution?
Next, they told me they were in agreement to open up another account with Amazon. They told me we'll open another account with Amazon, and they knew I had to wait a week to get Elaine's phone. Because you can't put a second account with you. Amazon only allows you one phone per account.
Yes.
That's why I had to open up a second account, and they knew I was doing that because I felt, you know, that you have my credit card numbers on that account and all that. I didn't want to give anybody my credit card numbers and all that.
Okay.
Now, if they were smart, they would have told me, just take off your credit card numbers. But
no.
I didn't realize that I could have done that because when I opened up the second account with Amazon, there's no credit card, and I've never used that account.
Okay. One more thing.
So they knew I was doing it.
Once the account has your billing information on Amazon, it cannot be undone. So either ways, we couldn't have proceeded further, but we should have published your book from the existing account. That is where the issue lies. And now I wasn't aware that you have had an existing account with Amazon, and that is the reason why I just found this out now. And the reason why I sent you the email was because you did not inform us that you had an account prior to that. So that being said,
I informed them. Of course I informed them I had the
account.
I'm
going to look into that.
I'm not giving you my numbers. I said, I'm not giving you my numbers because you have access to my account for a week. I'm not going to do that.
It wasn't going to happen like that. You were supposed to provide us the access for your account for just 24 hours, long enough for us to submit the book.
They told me it would be there for a week. They told me it would be for a longer period of time. They would have access to my account. And I was not going to do that. And I don't think
you
Amazon
were not comfortable.
Would have wanted me to do that.
Amazon does not know.
See,
Amazon does not know about the ghostwriting process. All right? They do not understand that. The reason why they say that do not share your information with anyone is for security purposes. And Amazon has a two-step verification. So even if you would have provided your Amazon account to us, if we were worst case scenario, if somebody from our company was trying to ruin the business, neglect all that, and violate policies and steal something from your account, that is very absurd, out of the world idea. It never happens because we have to deliver you a service. And of course, if you shared the information with us, and if something happens in your account, if an order is placed, if the information is misplaced, of course you're going to blame us, and we won't have any reason to deny that because you provided us with the information. So we never do that. We never ever do that.
You would have had all my information.
This was not clarified to you. See, when you go back to your Amazon account and on your billing page where all your information is saved, it doesn't give you all the information there. Once you update the information in the Amazon account, it stays there, and it comes as encrypted stuff. So we are not able to extract any information from Amazon. The worst case scenario could have been that somebody will be using your account to place an order maybe. That too cannot be possible because Amazon has a two-step verification process. Before anyone could do anything into your account, you would have gotten an email. Now this process was not explained to you.
I got that. When we started it, I got that kind of message. I got the verification message.
Yes.
And at that point, I said, I can't do it. I'm not giving you my verification. And I said, I'm not going to do it. And then we said we would open up another account.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew it. They knew I should put another phone number in it. They knew
when
I had to wait a week.
Discussion
my wife got home weeks ago. I don't know the exact date. I can find out when Elaine went on her cruise.
Okay.
It was,
is there
a month or two ago.
Exchange?
Beg your pardon?
I'm saying, is there any email exchange in which you stated that you have an existing Amazon account?
Yes. Of course they knew I had an Amazon account.
No, I'm saying, is there any proof of email in writing sent to any of the employees in my company, you informing them about the Amazon account? Is there an email?
Lisa, I didn't do things by email. We did things over the phone.
Okay. All right.
So there may not be email proof of that, but they knew it because like I said again, I told them I'm not going to give you that number because Amazon's telling me not to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wait till my wife comes back. I'll open up another Amazon account, and I'll use her phone number.
Okay.
They knew that, and they waited for her phone to come in, and then I got the with the new account, we got the code number.
Okay. See,
you know, I
understand where you're coming from, Bill. Let's cut to the chase and focus on the resolution. Now, you're claiming that you had already informed someone over a phone call that you already have an existing account with Amazon. If that is the scenario, we'll go ahead and proceed with a complete refund of the Amazon amount that you've just repaid, and we will compensate you with the Amazon services free of cost, because that would be something that we failed or neglected to tell you at the right time that you are supposed to use your previous account. New account creation will lead to you being banned or deleted on Amazon. If that is the scenario, I'm going to go ahead and have the refund processed and do the work free of cost. If, just in case, if there is no call recording for that particular moment, and if we are unable to prove that you provided this information to the team prior to creating a new account, then we will
why would I have ever opened up another Amazon account, which I've never used, if it wasn't for that reason?
I don't know. Maybe you weren't aware that you weren't supposed to use a new account.
No, I had nothing. The thing was, I did not want to give anybody
the
access to my account.
That's why you created a new
account. With my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
With several credit cards that I have on the account. So I created the new account to avoid that. So when Elaine came back from a cruise, we went through the process. They called me then on the second account, and I got the email with the code, and I gave them the code, and the book was published.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this will be hours and hours of recordings that I will have to analyze with my compliance team.
And nobody,
I'm gonna need some time.
Nobody ever said to me that you can't do this, that no one suggested to me. You people have the knowledge. Someone shouldn't be able to tell me, just delete your credit card from the account and you'll
be
fine.
It cannot be deleted. It cannot be deleted.
I can delete my credit cards.
But yes, someone should have informed you.
No one said to me.
Yeah, someone should have informed you that you need to use your existing account. This is something that we are debating
on. And no one should have told me. And they did not tell me to just delete my credit card information, which I could have done.
No,
you don't have
that
to
is
have
not
a
possible.
Credit card. Yes, it is. You do not need a credit card for Amazon. You do not need a credit card that is permanently listed on the account.
Okay, well, if you say so,
you can put a credit card on
as
each time, mm-hmm. a credit card each time, and then take it right off.
Okay.
You do not need a permanent credit card. No
so why
one told
did you do that in the first place?
Because I did not want to give out. And I didn't realize that. And I didn't want to give out information. And then it occurred to me later on, you could have just deleted your credit cards.
Gosh, it's a mess, Bill.
So that there would
honest.
Be no payment. So if somebody had my mm-hmm. account, when you had my account then, you could not have made a purchase, because you didn't have any of my credit card information.
We wouldn't do that either way.
And when
it's
I opened
like
up the second account,
it's like,
you know,
giving your house keys to someone, and then you are like, okay, you're going to steal something from my house. It is so obvious. Even if it's a thief, even if it's a scammer, which scammer would do such an obvious scam? You know, in which he's going to get caught playing
that.
The
scam is that almost got me, all right? It was, you know, it was one of these simple deals. I had a bill from the computer for $300-$400. I knew it's not mine. I called the company. I said, it's not my bill. They said, fine, we'll refund the money. And then they said they made a digital mistake, and then then the whole thing, and there were a lot of signs, and I should have just hung up and told them where to go. But I didn't. I was in a rush. I was in a hurry. The guy said that he'll lose his job, you know, so I'm a good guy. But I fell for everything. And so now I'm trying not to fall for things. And I think even when you, and you said $2,000, I should have said way too much. Why $2,000? Are you paying somebody off? And then if you are paying somebody off, is that going to come back to bite me in a couple of weeks when they say, look, you still can't have an account. We're taking you off again.
No, that's not going to happen.
So that's a yeah, but I don't have a guarantee it's not going to happen.
But if I provide that to you in writing and maybe in a legal contract, then of course you have everything to hold me against that. So that is something. See, our line of business, it works on trust. Once we violate the trust of an individual customer, we are finished, Bill. Our entire business
is focused
on trust. Yeah, but
Lisa, you guys made so many mistakes that my trust is very, very low. There were so many mistakes made to my work that I was beginning to think you didn't want me to publish. I'm beginning to think you're scamming me, because why? With all these mistakes, it's like someone gave it to you in a ninth grader at home and said, do this for me. Like I used to give my son my papers to mark. You know? So it was like a kid was doing it. It was obvious mistakes. And one after another, and we started this process in June. And all I really needed you for was to format it. So the margins were the same on page one and the same on the last page. That's all I really needed. I didn't need spelling. I didn't need this. I didn't need that. I needed very, very little. Even now, I'm adding three pages to it, and I did all the work. I did the page changes. I put the stuff in. I changed my list of towns is all changed. Everything has changed. The other thing I'll tell you about, there's a typo on the back cover, which I have to fix.
Okay.
I mean, I did all of that, and you guys, it was one error after another. So where was my trust for you guys? And this should have been done by should have been done by July, August. Should have been finished.
I understand where you're coming from, Bill. Bottom line, again, we need to resolve this issue. And for that, I have to prove that what you're saying is correct in order to convince my management to refund you the amount for $2,000. So I'm going to get to work.
Well,
I will need some time from you. Let me see. What's the date today? Okay, the 28th.
Today's Friday.
Friday. That means we'll be closed for the weekend, so I'm going to lose 2 days. Give me until next week, Wednesday or Thursday, and I will get back to you.
Okay.
Okay?
And I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for some kind of answer from Amazon.
But
they said they told me they're
email,
sticking
right?
to what they're doing. Yeah, they sent me an email, and they told me they were taking me off for life. It seemed like a life sentence, you know. People kill people, and they only get a year or two. And then my latest letter, I've asked, then they said they're going to stick with what they decide. And then I said, please send me proof that I had a KDF account, KD, whatever it is, that I had a Kindle account. Because I know you opened up a Kindle account for me. Because I got a letter from them saying the book has been published. If I want to change this, I can. A whole list of things. So I assume I have a Kindle account. And I asked them to show me where I had a Kindle account that they closed. Because my account, both my Amazon accounts are open.
Okay.
They're both open. No one closed an Amazon account. My Kindle account, which I don't use, I don't like to read on a Kindle too much, but my Kindle account is still good. I went on the other day, and I could order Kindle books, get them on, you know. That's still good.
Okay.
So I don't know what they've closed, because everything, like I said, all the, my two Amazon accounts are both open.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what they get back to you with. Yeah, let's see what they provide you in response to that. And meanwhile, I'm going to work with my team to listen to all these recordings, find the particular recording in which you informed this to one of our representatives, and then we'll move forward.
When did you come back from your cruise? Excuse me. When did you come back from the cruise? When did you go?
March 3rd or 4th.
She came back from the cruise March 3rd or 4th.
Okay, so the call must have taken place somewhere around there, right? 3rd or 4th?
Or before also. You'd have to go back a week from the 3rd or 4th when she came home. You got to go back at least a week or a week and a half.
Yeah,
she went February 27th. So the conversation probably took place around February 27th, 28th, ending up when she came home, and I was able to give them the new Amazon number or whatever they needed.
Mm-hmm. So that narrows down the search.
Okay.
And I will evaluate that. I'm going to call you back on Wednesday and give you an update. If I need an additional day, I will provide you my findings on next week Thursday. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Let's resolve this, okay?